We pray that our hearts will be open to the leading of your Spirit. We pray that our hearts will be tender to your word. Help us to hear your word and apply it every day. We pray for those who could not be here today for whatever reason. We ask your guidance and help and strength would be upon them, particularly those who are sick and not able to be with us. Give us a good day. Help us to do what will please you, and help us to be in your word every day so that we know what pleases you. We'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Be seated. Number 87 in the chorus book. Till the storm passes by.
Just make sure before you go to bed on
Saturday night that you set your clocks back an hour. And we'll see you here, Lord willing, next Sunday morning as the Lord tarries is coming. So just want to remind you about that. And then one final thing. There are some items up here on the side of the platform that are free. So if you want to take a look at those items and see if you might be interested in any of them, they're up there on the side of the platform. And most of you have already gotten the new 2020 calendars put out by the church. If you have not gotten any, for this Sunday, it's three per, but this is the last Sunday of this month. And so starting next Sunday, you'll be able to take as many as you would like. So just a reminder about that. And of course, there are those smaller calendars that would fit in a purse or in a pocket or something like that. If any of you are interested in those, there are some of those both up here on the side of the platform and in the back there near where Sam is at the sound table. So they don't do us any good if they sit here, right? They need to be a blessing to other people, and there are good scripture verses on those. And in the big calendars, the plan of salvation is in the back. So I know some of you send out these calendars to people who don't live around here, that it can be a blessing to them, and particularly those who might not know the Lord as their Savior. It would be a rebuke to them to seek the Lord for salvation before it's too late. So I hope we'll do that. You were talking about soul winning. That's a good opportunity right there. And sometimes we don't know what to say, right? Just like we don't know how we should pray sometimes, sometimes we don't know what to say to other people. Well, that's what a tract is for, and that's what these calendars are for. The word will go out, and when it does, God promises it will not return to him void. So that's what all these things, that's what they're for, to be an outreach to people. So I think that's all the announcements I have at this point. Let's see.
Well, why don't we go back to this 87 again?
Okay.
On that second verse, I told you this the last time we sang this song. Mm-hmm. That second verse is my favorite. And there isn't any of us in here who haven't gone through this where many times Satan whispered, "I ain't no need to try." Because there's no end of sorrow, and sometimes it feels like that, doesn't it? It just feels like one thing after the next. Just like he was talking about this morning. "Lord, I don't need this today," you know? But there's hope, and there's no hope by and by, is what Satan tries to make you feel like sometimes, you know? "But I know thou art with me." Even though it doesn't feel like it sometimes, he's there. You draw close to him and you'll find him. "When tomorrow I'm going to rise, where the storms never darken the sky." We normally sing this on the last verse, the last phrase of this verse. "Where the storms never darken the sky." Let's go up on that last part. So it's going to sound like, "Where the storms never darken the sky." It just brings more power to this verse. Because this is our answer to Satan. We don't fight Satan with that. I like that illustration of the water pistol at the gates of hell. Because that's really all we are, you know? Sometimes those charismatics talk about, "We're going to fight the devil tonight," you know? No, I don't want to fight the devil because he's a lot stronger than I am. So let's sing this as our answer back. "With the Lord, we can fight the devil." Let's do this one. Just the second verse in the chorus, all right? And then we'll do it a little bit slower.
Thank you.
of scripture that goes right along with this is Psalm 73. Asaph is all upset because the enemies of God seem like they're prospering and they're doing well. He comes to his senses when he enters the house of God and he understands it already. And we know what Satan's end is going to be. The Bible tells us all about it in Revelation chapter 20. So, we don't have to worry about any of that. Not to mention, our next song explains why we can have the faith that we have in from 87, 131, I follow the plan at all. obviously, couldn't happen every day. Things happen. But I always remember the times that, in addition to the Bible lesson he would give, we would sing songs as a family, and that song was one of his favorites. He loved that song, and we sang it many times as a family growing up. So I miss him. I know Jason misses his dad, too. There's going to be a time when we see him all again. All right.
It's interesting to follow that song up
with this song.
This is a song I heard not too long ago. It's an old bluegrass gospel song, and the song's called "Wait a Little Longer, Please, Jesus." And it may sound like it goes against what we're trying to say here, but if you listen to the words of this song, I really liked this song the first time I heard it, and it really made me think. Wait a little longer, please, Jesus, because there's so many wandering out in sin. So hard, and the workers are so tired, and our weary hearts are longing for a rest, and we find we're getting anxious to be in that happy land where we'll enjoy some peace and some happiness. But wait, so many wandering out in sin. Just a little longer, please, Jesus. A few more days to let our loved ones in. We may look into the skies, and tears will fill our eyes, for our grow heavy with each day. First we cry, oh Lord, please come. Come and take your children home. But then we look around us and you can hear us say, wait a little longer, please, Jesus. There are so find the way. Well, if waiting is the cause that they might not be lost, then Lord, that's the reason why we say, wait a little longer, please, Jesus. There are so many so many wandering sing. Wait a little longer, please, Jesus. A few more days to get our loved ones in. A few more days to get our loved ones in. Just a few more days to get our loved ones in.
Amen. That's a selfless prayer right there. The selfish prayer says, come back, Lord, and get me out of this situation. The selfless prayer says, I'm willing to stay in this crazy situation for the sake of somebody I love that needs to be saved. Amen? That's the essence of it. That song is based on one of the scriptures in 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, and that's the promise of his coming, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The reason the Lord hasn't come back yet is because of his long-suffering and his willingness for those that need to be saved, amen? And some of those people are our very own loved ones, amen? So for the sake of our loved ones, amen, we need to be willing to put up with this crazy life, amen? And by the way, isn't it a crazy life? Amen. If it's not a crazy life to you, I'd like to know what you're taking. Amen. Because it's got to be good. Anyway, if you have a Bible, would you turn to Hebrews chapter number 2, please? Hebrews chapter 2. I'm going to continue this morning on what we were talking about in Sunday school. For those of you that were here during Sunday school, just bear with me for a moment as I just kind of reiterate a few things just to get us up to where we are this morning. We started talking about prayer this morning and the great need of prayer for you and I that are saved. Amen. We need to be people who pray. We are told in Scripture, and I'll reiterate these verses that I read this morning very quickly, but in the Scriptures, we are encouraged as God's people to pray. Jesus said in Matthew 26:41, watch and pray. Jesus said in Luke 18:1, man ought always to pray and not to faint. Paul said in Romans 12:12, continue instant in prayer. Paul said in Ephesians 6:18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Paul said in Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Colossians 4:2, Paul said, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. And then Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. And so we were encouraged and we are encouraged through the Scriptures to be a people who pray, a people who talk with the Lord. In Sunday school, we started to talk about one of the things that, by the way, not only is prayer something we are told to do throughout the Scriptures, prayer is something we need to do for the sake of our own selves. Amen. One of the things we talked about was James 4:2. The Bible says, you have not because you ask not. You and I that are children of God, you and I that are saved, we have a lot of needs. And those needs need to be met through prayer. Amen. And sometimes, believe it or not, it's prayer is the answer in itself. Amen. When we pray, there are some good things that happen, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But one of the things that we talked about in Sunday school this morning was the fact that you and I that are saved, one of the reasons we need to pray is because it's prayer that is going to help us to get through this life more victorious than we could ever get through on our own. Amen. Prayer is one of the ways that we can overcome the devil. We, as Jason mentioned in that song, and that song is one of my favorite songs. When I got saved as a kid, I got backslidden as a teenager. I got chastened as a teenager. I got right as a teenager. But so much damage was done during my time of rebellion. So much damage was done. And getting right with the Lord and trying to live for the Lord. By the way, I think getting right with the Lord was easy because his forgiveness is like instantly. And so once you come back to the Lord from a backslidden state, getting right with him, he forgives us immediately. Thank God for that. I think getting our life in order is the struggle. Amen. And so one of my favorite songs as I struggled to get my life in order with the Lord again was that song right there, just going through a lot of depression, a lot of struggle, you know. And that was one of my songs I would sing often until the storm passes by, you know. Just pleading for God's help, basically, to get me through that storm, amen. And in this life, we go through storms, and thank God for the opportunities that the clouds do break and we get some sunshine. God knows we can't live in the storm the whole time. Amen. We get, thank God, the rays of sun break through and give us enough to get dried up and, you know, refreshed and maybe just charged up again. If you, it's almost like these lights that are out there now that run by the solar power. You know what I mean? I mean, the more sun that hits them, they get that energy. And then when nighttime comes, they're able to shine because of the energy they got from the sun. We got a little message going on here. I didn't even think about this. You're recording this? I have to buy this one. Amen. Those times we're in the sun and everything's good. We're just getting the energy we need because the night's coming. And the only way that we could ever shine through those nights is because of what we got from him in the times of the light. I believe it was Bob Jones Sr. who said, never doubt in the dark what God gave you in the light. And so the fact of the matter is you and I, as God's people going through this life, we all have battles. Amen. We're trying to battle the devil. We're trying to battle the world, the way of the world. And we're trying to battle our own selves. And we cannot go through this battle without depending on God. Amen. And that's what prayer is. It connects us with him during our struggles. Amen. In fact, that song that Till the Storm Passes Over comes from Psalm 57. Where David was running from Saul. He was in a storm. He was actually literally in a cave, I believe it was. And he prayed for God to have mercy on him until the storms passed over, until these calamities be overpassed. In other words, David was doing something while he was in the cave running from Saul, who was trying to take his life. He was praying. Amen. When my heart is overwhelmed, I cannot contain, I cannot handle everything that's going on. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock, the stable and strong one that is higher than I, said King David. Even though he was on the throne and had all the authority he had and the power he still needed a rock that was higher than him. Amen. And so as we go through this life, as we go through our struggles and our battles and our situations, we have to stay in contact with the Lord. He's the only way we're going to make it through. Amen. In fact, I think of what, in fact, a literal storm. I believe it's, I'm going to say, Acts maybe 28, 22, maybe that, if my memory serves me well. But Paul talked about going through the storm, if you will, that literal storm. And he said, having obtained help of God, I continue unto this day. If it wasn't for the Lord who got him through that literal storm, and if it wasn't for God getting us through, we could not say that we could continue. But having obtained help from God, I continue unto this day. What is Ebenezer? Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I'm come. You see, Ebenezer was, I believe, a stone that was placed, a memorial stone that hitherto, up to this point, God has helped us. Amen. And so we know that God has helped us and God will help us. Amen. And we pray and we pray and we pray and seek the help of the Lord. Amen. As we go through the process of sanctification, as we go through this battle, if you will, look at Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 18. By the way, Hebrews tells us where Jesus is now and what he's doing now. He's our high priest, our great, great high priest, ever living for us. Hebrews 7:25 says he ever lives to make intercession for us. He's ever living for us. Hebrews 2:18 says this, for in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor, that means to aid or to deliver or to help them that are tempted. He was there and he went through and he got through. He knows what we're going through. Amen. An old spiritual used to say, Jesus knows all about our struggles. Amen. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Amen. And then there's many other songs were written. By the way, great songs that have made a great difference have been songs that were born in sorrow. Think about that. Amen. Hebrews chapter 4, while we're right there in the neighborhood, look at verse number 14. I'm saying we're all going through something. But thank God we don't have to go through it alone. We have the Lord to get through. How many of these homes and these families that live in our communities are going through many of the same things we're going through, but yet they don't have the Lord to call on and to lean on. Amen. Hebrews chapter 4, look at verse number 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. What that means is let's keep on keeping on. That's what hold fast our profession means. It doesn't mean hold on to your salvation. It means hold on to living for the Lord. Amen. This book is written to a people who got saved, got excited, were dedicated and faithful and loyal, but began to be tempted to quit and struggle and throw in the towel. But this writer is exhorting them to keep on keeping on. And as he tells them, you can keep on keeping on. He says, by the way, you're not going through by yourself. Jesus is alive. He's on the throne. He's the one we can go to and we can get the help we need to get through. Amen. Don't try to go through on your own. Go through looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Amen. Lift up your eyes unto the hills from whence cometh your help. Amen. Your help come from the Lord, which made heaven and earth, the creator. Verse number 15 of this, it says, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. What does that mean? That means he's touched with how we feel. Jesus Christ, our high priest, our great high priest, he is touched. He's moved with how we are moved when we go through what we go through. Amen? Because he was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. All points. He was tempted with the lust of the eyes. He was tempted with the lust of the flesh. He was tempted with the pride of life. You can read that in Matthew chapter 4. He was tempted in every area of life like we are. He knows what we're going through. Amen? And by the way, we ought to all know what each other's gone through. Amen. And be more sympathetic, more prayerful. Verse number 16, because of this, he said, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is alive today, right now. He ever lives above for me to intercede. His all-redeeming love, his precious blood he pleads. Forgive them, oh, forgive, I cry. Forgive them, oh, forgive, I cry. Nor let that ransomed sinner die. That's what he does. He pleads for us. Jesus Christ, all your anxiety, all your care, bring to the mercy seat, leave it there. Never a burden he cannot bear. Never a friend like Jesus. Amen. You ever hear that song? You heard that one, right? That's a wonderful song. These are the songs that I struggled, that when I struggled trying to get my life back in order again, that I would sing so often. I needed to understand I have a sympathetic Savior who loves me and cares for me, who wants me to bring my anxieties, my fears, and my cares and lay them on him. Tinley, there was a man named Tinley who wrote several hymns. He was from the Philadelphia area, or the outskirts of Philadelphia area. He was an African-American man. I believe it was a Methodist church. He was a janitor who became an ordained minister and who wrote several wonderful, wonderful hymns. If the world from you withholds of its silver and its gold, and you have to get along with meager fare. Just remember in his word how he feeds the little birds, and take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Leave them there, leave them there. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. If you trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Just take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Amen. We don't have that song in the hymn book, do we? If your enemy assails and your strength begins to fail, just remember God in heaven answers prayers. He will make a way for you. He will lead you safely through. Just take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. I'm trying to do it by memory. Leave them there, leave them there. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. If you trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Just take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. We have that one?
I believe it's in the...
We might have it in here, so... This is a wonderful, wonderful hymn that this man came up. But there was another good hymn, too. I don't know if you have this one, Stand By Me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the host of hell assail and my strength begins to fail, thou who never lost a battle, stand by me. Is that Stand By Me too? Yeah. These are the hymns that this man wrote that we're going to work on this morning. We're going to work on. Does anybody else know them? Are you a little familiar? All right, we're going to do that. You know why? Because I don't have an agenda this morning. You know what my agenda is? My agenda this morning, and I prayed on my way here, was, Lord, help me to be a help, an encouragement, a blessing to the people of God that gather together. We're gathering together on the Lord's Day, singing hymns to praise him, singing hymns that encourage us, to strengthen us, to help us. We're trying to hear a word, maybe encourage one another. By the way, that's what it's all about. It's not about come, sit down, listen to a sermon, leave. It's may God minister to our... We need to leave here in our hearts saying it was glad to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Leave it there. We're going to try to sing this one. I don't usually know music and all this other stuff, but we'll get through, I guess. If you know it, sing it with me. If the world from you withhold of its silver and its gold, and you have to get along with meager fare, just remember in his word how he feeds the little bird. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there, leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If your body suffers pain and your health you can't regain, and your soul is almost sinking in despair, Jesus knows the pain you feel. He can save and he can heal. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. To the Lord and leave it there. When your enemies assail and your heart begins to fail, don't forget that God in heaven answers prayer. Leave it there. Leave it there.
body bends beneath the weight of care. He will never leave you then. He'll go with you to the end. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there.
As we take a break before we sing the next song, I want to read verses that back up that song that we just sang. Psalm 55:22. In fact, would you turn there with me, please? We're going to turn this into something. Our Lord's going to turn this into something. We did this before. And when we did this before, I remember we sang the one we sang earlier, When the Storm Passes Over. Because I did a bunch of psalms that had a bunch of those verses that lend itself to these songs. Psalm 55:22 says this: Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. You see, our burdens are too heavy for us to carry. We have to cast them or roll them on the Lord, amen, in order to be sustained. The New Testament verse that parallels this one is 1 Peter 5, verse number 7. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Now I want to say this. In that verse, which is a very wonderful verse, we have to keep in mind even the context. The next verse: Be careful, or be sober, be vigilant. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. It's amazing how in one verse you're saying, cast your care on the Lord, which is prayer. Cast your care on the Lord. He cares for you. And be careful. The devil's out to get you. I don't doubt it's the worries and the things we go through that the devil uses to get on us, to compound them. Many times Satan whispers, I'm going through what I'm going through. I'm prime target for the devil. You know, sometimes it's only the straw that breaks the camel's back. And we're already burdened, and the devil knows that. I believe that almost like when you watch some of these animal shows, like the animals that hunt other animals, it's usually the one that's wounded, the one that's dripping blood, that's straggling behind and having a tough time, are the ones that these vultures take on. They sense the blood and they sense the weakness of that other animal, and that's the one they focus on. Now, I don't doubt when we're going through what we're going through that we're told, hey, take those burdens to the Lord, because, hey, the devil, he'd like to use them and compound them. Amen? This next song. Now, do we also have that song, All Your Anxiety? Is that in there? Okay, because we're going to get, brother, if you can get ready, you need to lead that one though, right? Because I'm singing specials here. But anyway, Stand By Me. This is a song, one of my, these were the songs that just got me through some of the difficult times of my life. This is called Stand By Me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the world moves me like a ship upon the sea, Thou who rulest wind and water, stand by me. In the midst of tribulation, stand by me. In the midst of tribulation, stand by me. When the host of hell assail, and my strength begins to fail, Thou who never lost a battle, stand by me. Number three, it goes like this. In the midst of faults and failures, stand by me. In the midst of faults and failures, stand by me.
stand. Thou who knowest all about me, stand by me. In the midst of persecution, stand by me. When I think of this now, there are verses in the Bible that back up this thought of stand by me. The exact address is in my mind. I can't think of them right now. But I will say this. I believe one of them would be Acts 18. Don't have to turn there. Paul was encouraged. He went into Corinth to preach the gospel. And Corinth was sin city of, it was the Las Vegas of the day. And you're talking the devil's playground. You're talking wickedness. So when Paul went into Corinth to preach the gospel, it was a tremendous, tremendous battle. And at midnight, the Lord stood by him and told him not to be afraid to go in there. There are much people in that city. Amen. Many times you'll find, in fact, Paul said, I believe it's in 2 Timothy, Paul said, at my first answer, no man stood with me. All men forsook me, but God stood by me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching of the gospel might be. You read and study the life of Paul. It was at midnight. It was at the dark moments of his life that the Lord came and stood by him and gave him a word of encouragement. Even on that ship, you remember the ship that was going through the storm, and Paul said, hey, the Lord stood by me today. And he said, everything's going to be all right. Be of good cheer. Amen. You see, God meets with us, especially as those dark moments where he knows we need his word to make it through. Amen. Mm-hmm. And that was a wonderful, wonderful hymn. Brother, would you come and lead us in all your anxiety, and we'll see what happens from that point, please.
567.
That way we don't have to strain your voice. We'll, in a moment, we'll sing What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Let me. I'm going to set this up for our brother so he doesn't have to strain his voice. Psalm 34, if you will turn there just for a moment. We're just going to look at two passages of Scripture, and we're going to sing a hymn, and we're going to be done. I pray that our hearts are encouraged today just to pray. There's a verse in the Bible, and I quoted several of them, but there's a verse in the Bible, Psalm 62:8, that says, pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Amen. That's what prayer is. It's pouring out your heart before God. Amen. Psalm 34, I want you to just note what it means. David is just talking about blessing the Lord because the Lord heard of it, answered his prayer when he was in a difficult situation. Psalm 34, look at verses 1 to 4 with me, if you would, please. David said this, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. And here's the whole reason why. Look at verse 4. I sought the Lord. That's prayer, right? And he heard me and delivered me from all my what? Fears. Have any of you ever heard this as a song? You've heard it? Okay.
Oh, yes.
All right. I'm going to sing this, and we're going to see if we can teach you. We'll sing it afterwards, all right? It goes like this. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in thee, Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. And you think he can do that or no? That might be a little tough. I'll sing it one more time. You can piece it with me. We'll just go through it one more time. Ready? I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in thee, Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. All right, you started picking up on that one, amen. Should we do it again? Because you're starting to get. You want to do it one more time? Is that all right? I don't want to overkill you. All right, yeah, guys. Okay. Here we go. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall boast in thee, Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. All right, I'll read this verse. I'm going to read these verses, and then Brother Ralph's going to come, and he's going to lead us in a song and close us in prayer, if you would, brother. But I will read this before we sing What a Friend We Have in Jesus, because in the song What a Friend We Have in Jesus, there's great emphasis on prayer, right? Okay, so we'll focus on that as well. But Philippians 4, 6 through 9 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. So verse 6 is encouraging us to pray. And then it says this, verse number 7, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. And so the encouragement is pray. Don't you worry about it, but pray and get the peace of God on it. Amen? And may God help us in this respect. What number are we going to turn to?
317.
317, if you would, please. 317.
done this one in a while, and then some of these verses fit right in with what we've been talking about.
Pray that by our lives and our testimonies
people will see a difference in us and wonder why we are different. And that will give us an opportunity to share the gospel with people. We know this world is not a friend to you. And many times when we do share your word, people are resistant, and sometimes outright hostile. But it is you that are rejecting, not us. So help us to be faithful to the mission you've given us to do. As individuals, as families, and as a church body here, may we be a faithful testimony of the grace of God shed abroad in our hearts. Dismiss us now with your blessing. We thank you for all who could be here today. For those who are struggling, who could not be here, we pray your hand of protection and mercy upon each one of us. We pray that we would have safety as we travel to our destinations, and may we be back at the next point in time as you tarry. We thank you for all you do for us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Have a good day, everybody.